Who is it?
It's Saeed.
Hi.
Hi.
What's wrong?
Why are you so late?
I was stuck in traffic. I came as soon as Sarah called me. Is it that bad?
Yes, very.
But I was counting on you, Uncle.
Really? That's really an honor, dear, because no one has ever counted on me since the day that I was born.
Let me make something clear. If our parents get divorced, I'm going to go live with my father.
Nonsense. Your father has enough money. You should take your mother's side.
But I'll stay on his side.
We're not playing tug-of-war here. We're talking about divorce. If they get divorced, it won't come to taking sides.
Couldn't you just say something nice and fancy and have them make up?
Listen, I talked to both of them, but it didn't work.
I just want to scream. Oh my God, I want to scream my head off.
You poor thing. I wouldn't blame her if she screamed her head off.
Well, Sarah, if you aren't going to eat your dinner, let me have it.
I'm hungry too.
Uncle, my suitor's coming to the restaurant tomorrow. What do I do?
Wait a minute, who's her suitor?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what she was saying. Sarah? Who is your suitor? Sarah, open this door. Who wants to marry you? Sarah?
It's not really the best time to get married.
It's not her fault.
Where are Mom and Dad?
Mom's and Grandpa's and Dad's at Aunt's house.
Well, we have to help him make up tonight, this very night. If it drags on, there might be no turning back.
Sarah, come on out.
I'm going to Aunt Akram, and I'm going right now. If you want to come with me, come. I'm going to bring him home.
Then I'll go with you.
Wait.
Wait, I'm also coming. Wait for me, I'm coming too. If Auntie tries to make a scene, I'll deal with her, okay?
Sarah, listen. We're not going to fight. We're just going to make up.
Saeed is right.
Unless Humam makes a scene.
And Farhad is right, too.
Come on, everyone. Let's go.
Let's go.
Listen, you guys. You need to keep calm. Turn your negative energies into Cheng Chi. Away
Stop
with all
it,
the negative
Uncle.
Energies. Gather all the positive energies. I'm with you. Good luck. Hello, Minu dear? Your kids are going to Akram's house to get their father back.
What are you talking about?
Well, they want you two to make up.
I don't believe it. Didn't I ask you to look after those kids? All right. I'll go after them.
Call them and ask them to bring Akbar here.
Akbar's gone to his sister's house and won't come here. Even if he decides to come... His sister won't let him. You know what she's like.
Oh, those poor kids.
I'm going to find the kids, okay? Goodbye. Hello?
If they don't make up tonight, they'll end up in court tomorrow.
Don't take Akbar so seriously. Finish your dinner. It's getting cold.
Well, who dares to go in first?
Sarah, you go. First, ring the doorbell, and when the door opens, go in.
Really? So I'm supposed to ring the bell, they open the door, and I go in, and I kiss them in greeting, and then what do I do?
You take Dad's hand, and get him out of there, and we'll take him home. Make your move.
Who is it?
Hello, Auntie. It's Sarah speaking.
Oh, God, please help her. Poor thing.
When your uncle suggested that we make up, I accepted. But your mother came here and made a scene.
Oh, please forgive her. Mom wanted to make up, but when she found
Sarah,
out that...
Sarah, dear, please excuse me. But we both know that your mother always tries to get the upper hand. If she really wanted to make up, why did she make such a ruckus?
Yeah, don't forget her interview. She went live inside TV, claiming she did everything herself and Akbar is good for nothing. I know everything and Akbar doesn't know a thing. I'm the expert.
Humam, dear, I told you, on the television.
Yeah, inside TV. Why did she say that? Here you are.
Thank you very much.
If it weren't for me, Akbar would be nothing. He wouldn't know how to walk, let alone cook anything.
She really didn't say those things, Mr. Oman.
That's the gist of what she said, dear. If you ask around, all our relatives will tell you. She has discredited my brother in front of everyone. Even Azita saw the show in California.
She did?
My God. She ruined Akbar. I don't know how in the world she managed to end up inside TV.
On TV, Human.
That's what I said. All the channels broadcasted the show. Even Jam & Jam channel broadcasted it via satellite. It's not a joke. Let's hope it doesn't find its way onto YouTube or cell phones.
Daddy, please, come back to us.
I can't, dear. Don't desist.
Sara, dear. Listen to me. Unless your mother comes here and apologizes in front of every one of our relatives, my brother will not set foot out of this house. I will never let that happen.
Why isn't Sara coming out already?
She'll come out with Dad any minute now. Only Sara understands him the best. She'll come out with Dad any minute now. Only Sara understands him the best. What happened, Sara? Where's Dad?
Auntie and Human won't let Dad come home. I really can't believe it.
So what did Dad say?
Nothing.
Then what did you say?
Everything I could.
So, then who's next?
I'm scared of Aunt Akram.
Why? Go in and start crying and make a scene.
But Sara said it all. What is left to say?
Don't say anything. Just go in and start crying. Try to make Dad emotional.
Who is it?
Hello? Auntie, it's me, Shireen. Someone else should.
Farhad. You're the man to do it.
But I'm different from all of you. I'll lose control if they try to make a scene.
It's Farhad. How are you, Farhad?
Hello.
Hello there, sweetie. Come on in.
Dad, could you come out for a minute, please?
Wait a second. Why don't you come in? Don't be shy. Come in.
Yes, dear. Come in. Why are you so pale?
Dad, please come out for a minute.
Why don't you come in?
Come on in, kid. Take off your shoes. This is your aunt's
house. It's all
right.
I'm fine right here.
Take your shoes off. If you want to talk to your father,
please, 1 minute.
Come in. Don't stand by the door. Come and sit down. There.
Sit down, honey. Welcome. You never would have come here if your father wasn't here. Here you are. Are you hungry? Eat something, please.
How are you? Listen, son. You know that I've always been a good father to you. But your mother has really discredited me.
But you know, Mom, she doesn't mean any harm. Sometimes she just says something she doesn't really mean.
Farhad, dear, it's okay to do that in the privacy of one's home, but forgive me for saying this, one shouldn't go inside TV saying whatever you want.
I can't take it anymore. It's on TV. You can't say inside TV.
What's the difference? They're both the same.
You keep saying inside TV. Look, Farhad. Your mother has completely discredited my brother.
Come on, it's not like that, Auntie. I think you're exaggerating too much.
It is like that, honey. I saw it myself. Soraya has recorded it and sent a copy to everyone in the family. Look, Akbar, Father will turn over in his grave if you forgive her so easily. I really can't let you do that.
Farhad, dear, why are you guys coming in one by one? Why doesn't your mother come here and answer for herself?
We all came here alone. And stop making matters worse, okay?
Farhad.
Farhad, that's no way to talk to your elders.
Thank you very much. You see, Akbar? He was on the verge of insulting us. Why do I even bother?
Akbar, I should have known it. He's just like his mother, no different.
He didn't mean it.
Dad, come on, are you just gonna sit here while they insult Mom?
God knows this man has suffered hell for more than 10 years without ever complaining. He worked his tail off to make money, but in the end, your dear mother's family put her name on the ownership title of that restaurant. That's not fair. He keeps working and they take everything for themselves. This isn't right. I just can't stand this. It's driving me crazy. I'm telling you, this can't be. It's nothing to do with me. You have to talk to him. You're his aunt.
Farhad. Stop it, Farhad.
Let me go.
Let's go. Come on.
Let me go. Hey.
Get in the car.
Hey, what happened, you guys?
They won't let him go.
Keep your cool, guys.
But guys, what am I going to do tomorrow? Tirdad's parents are coming to the restaurant. It's going to be so embarrassing.
Hold on. We have to get Dad out of this house tonight.
Auntie won't let him go. She and Human are keeping him there hostage.
Oh my God, hostage? Why?
Sit in the front seat. Sarah, take the wheel. Shireen, move a little further away. Get in the car. Now watch me do it. Auntie, please, can you tell Dad Shireen isn't feeling well? She fainted.
What?
Please, hurry up.
Oh my God. Saeed?
Shireen, hello? Act like you fainted. Faint. Start the car. Come on.
Huh?
Start it. Come on.
Saeed, what's wrong with Shireen, huh?
Dad, Shireen fainted.
Honey, what's wrong? What are you doing?
Go.
Where are you taking me?
Akbar!
They took him.
Where's my brother? What does this mean? Call the police. They kidnapped my brother.
And say what? That 4 kids kidnapped their father?
Yes, call them.
What are you talking about? Come on.
Oh, God. What does she want now? Let's go inside.
I don't want to talk to you.
Are my kids over there?
No, they're gone.
Well, where have they gone?
I have no idea.
Tell Akbar to come to the door, please.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Saeed. Where on earth are you?
We're taking Dad back home.
Okay, I'll be right there.
I said pull over. Take me back to your aunt's house. I don't want to come home with you. Pull over. I said turn around. Pull over. I said pull over. Take me back to your aunt's house now. I swear I'm not coming home.
Dad, you really never used to be like this.
You know what? I am now. Listen to me. I have to make your mom understand who is the boss.
Come on, Dad. We know you're the boss.
Dad, please. I have an exam tomorrow. I don't want to get a low grade.
No way. Take me to a hotel. I am not coming home.
Dad, hold on. Do you want to go to a hotel in those clothes?
What?
I didn't say anything. It was Farhad.
What am I going to do with all of you? I want you to take me back to your aunt's house!
Keep driving, Sarah. We'll think of something.
Go where?
Go.
Go where?
Go to Grandpa's house.
We'll talk it
Why
over.
Why there? I don't want to go there. I called you, but none of you picked up.
So you know exactly when it began?
Yes, no, I mean, I don't know. At first, I thought I was just being forgetful, and what was happening was normal. Surprised me, but I would soon forget. Objects in this house keep moving around.
Until your next visit, even if it starts raining fish, I want you to act as if everything's normal.
Am I crazy? Am I just imagining things?
Try and forget everything that happened. Forget everything that happened to date, right?
But there are no problems in our marriage at all, you know. I trust my husband and I love him. I saw it myself! In order to prove I'm delusional, she only shows up when I'm alone.
Didn't talk to any woman today. What were you wearing today? Your daughter claims the woman was wearing the exact same clothes she was.
I saw his other wife. I spoke to her.
I still don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying.
Right now, we don't have any problems except for our childish illusions.
Hey, guys! Hey, kids! Manoj. Hey, bro. Hey, wake up.
What happened?
Nothing happened. Where are the kids? They said they'd come here.
Kids. What kids?
What kids? Wake up, Manoj. Where are you? Weren't you supposed to come home already? What's up?
We're in front of Grandpa's house, Mom. We brought Dad here with us. He wouldn't come home. Well, okay.
Look, I have to tell you something about Sarah.
Let's go. You can tell me on the way. Come on.
Where are we going?
Take me to a hotel or inn or even a park. Somewhere. God. What am I going to do with all of you?
Daddy, what are you talking about? I'll fail my exam. It'll be a disaster.
I don't give a fig about your exam. It won't be the first time. Talking nonsense all the time. What are you doing here anyway? What do you want with me?
But Daddy, we just
can't
go.
Be quiet. I'll deal with you later. You dare to trick me? Don't dare say anything. Not another word.
She fainted,
not another
Dad.
Word.
Why don't you believe me?
Hello, Grandpa.
Hi, honey.
Sorry to disturb you in the middle of the night like this.
What happened?
Dad wouldn't go home, so we brought him here instead. He insists on going to a hotel and refuses to come in.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hello there.
Hi, Dad.
Don't hide, Dad, me. Why are you acting like a spoiled brat? Get in the house.
No, I won't, Dad. I'll go to a hotel.
Akbar!
Hello, Grandma.
Hi, dear.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, son. What's wrong?
Ask her.
Go on in. Hurry up.
Akbar, dear, why are you sitting on the steps?
I'm fine here, Mom.
Get inside.
No, I'm leaving, Dad.
Where are you going at this late hour?
I'll go somewhere.
The two of you are acting like a pair of spoiled brats. That's what.
Wake up, we're here.
Minu, dear.
Yeah?
Minu, wait. Don't forget about Sarah. Try not to get into an argument with Akbar at any cost, please.
But what if he starts it, huh?
Then just don't let it happen. Be kind to him, please.
Get out of my way.
Who could it be in the middle of the night?
Don't talk so dramatically. It can't be anyone. It might be Mom, Farhad.
It's Mom.
Daddy?
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, hi, hello.
Hi.
Would you please come to the backyard with me? I wanna have a word with you alone.
I really don't want to talk to you, Mrs. Manager.
Well, I don't want to talk to you either, you know. It's about Sarah. Now please come with me for a minute.
I'm listening.
Tomorrow, Tirtad's parents will come to the restaurant to talk about Sarah. On the surface, they're coming to have dinner. But in fact, they're coming to...
All right. Your presence will be enough. You can tell them you run the household and the restaurant. What's wrong with that?
It's for Sarah's sake.
Why exactly are they coming to the restaurant?
Well, I really don't know why they want to meet us there. I've just told you it's for your daughter's sake.
I'll come because of my daughter, but it's not for you.
Okay, deal.
I'll come just because of Sarah, and I'll deal with you afterwards.
Are you threatening me?
Okay, you should all go home. Go on, don't bother us anymore. I'm tired. Good night.
Come on, kids, let's go.
Good night.
Bye, Bye, Uncle.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Bye, Dad. Sorry for disturbing you.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
Good night. Goodbye.
Uncle?
Bye.
You go ahead. I'll be with you soon.
Bye.
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 So, you're part of that family now, are you? Huh?
What choice do I have? I come here just to be insulted?
What insults? You're 40 years old. Telling you to get a job is an insult to you?
Please don't start another argument.
Don't I have a point?
You see, Mom, he's starting again.
Come on, Manoj. Let's go.
Father, I'm going now. Are you satisfied? I'm going now. I'm going.
Mom, sorry for disturbing you so late. Goodbye.
Manoj, close the door behind you.
But of course. Listen, Akbar, if you don't mind, I'll ride home with the kids, okay?
And?
Nothing. I'll ride home with the kids and keep an eye on them, that's all.
Get in.
Guys, I wish one of us had gone with them. They might argue again.
Can't be done. Get in. We'll follow them closely. Keep an eye on them, but don't overtake them. Okay, go, go.
I hope they don't fight again. Looks like they're fighting all the time.
No, they're just putting the finishing touches onto their argument. Don't worry. It's okay.
Just pull over behind them. Let's see what happens.
Oh, God, they're not going to stop it. I have to steady. Move.
Listen, guys, I really think someone should be with them. Shireen, you should go.
No, not me. I'm scared.
Go, Sarah. Follow them. But be careful not to lose them, okay?
I'm not going to lose them. Don't worry.
What are they doing? Are they talking or arguing right now?
It's obvious that Dad's still angry.
Guys, wake up. Wake up, all of you. Wake up, you guys.
What's wrong? Where are we?
They finally went in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
It's 5:45.
Why haven't they shown up to sign the documents and let us all make a profit?
She really embarrassed her husband and on live TV.
Poor Mrs. Kirka didn't say anything.
What else was left to say, Mr. Javadi? Shahram has recorded the show. Let's watch it again.
Who wants to watch something like that first thing in the morning?
Come on, Mr. Javadi.
Listen to this. Reza can mimic Akbar really well. Reza, come on. Let's watch it again.
I'll be right back.
Don't do it, Reza.
See you in a bit.
Don't do it.
Yeah. They say poor Akbar looked like this when the show was broadcast.
Hello, Mrs. Girka. Come in. We've prepared everything.
Aren't you ashamed of yourselves?
Turn it off, boy. Turn it off. Mrs. Girka, it wasn't my fault. The boy who recorded the show is to blame. I'm sorry, Mrs. Girka. Please, let it go, Mrs. Girka. Mrs. Girka, please, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, please, don't go. Don't, Mrs. Girka, baby, come back. Oh, Mrs. Girka. What did you do? You embarrassed me. You went and made me lose the client. What am I gonna do now? Get out. Why'd you put it on? Who told you to put it on? What am I gonna do with you? What am I gonna do now? You idiot! Get out! Get out of here! Don't come back!
That's right.
Don't worry, it's gonna be all right. Drink this tea to refresh yourself. You'll feel like a new person. Don't be so hard on him. Just let him go.
No, impossible. I won't let it go.
Excuse me, sir. But you were an intruder. That's a crime in itself.
This is a public place, ma'am. And I am a reporter. I do not need any permission.
Oh, damn it.
So, Mr. Reporter. Yeah? He was just acting out of anger. Just let it go.
Yes, let's put an end to it. It's about time already.
Yes, let's just all put an end to all of this.
I'll never let it go. Beating up a reporter? Did you see what happened to the soccer player last week? The one who beat up the sports journalist? And he was just a sports journalist.
He didn't beat him, just pushed him.
All right, so he was pushed.
It doesn't matter if he was pushed or not. No one is allowed to touch reporters like that.
Hello, Akbar. Long time no see.
Hey, Musa. Musa, where are you? Musa.
Hello, sir.
Hello? What's going on here?
They're here to arrest you.
Who?
Me? I know, just
hold
how to
on,
deal
sir.
With you.
Hold on,
Leave
hold
me.
On, sir.
Let me go.
Hold on, let me do
Stop
my
it.
Job.
He just
Officer.
Slapped you.
Officer.
It was no big deal.
Hello there, sir.
Stop.
Hello, sir.
You
how
beat
are
up
you?
A reporter
Fine.
And you're trying
Fine,
to get away
you.
With
it's
it.
Been a long
you can't
day,
get away with it. Let
long
me go.
Time no see.
Hey,
yes,
watch my
sorry
camera.
About this.
What is this?
A subpoena.
Subpoena?
It's not a big deal. Calm down.
Not a big deal?
Come
he
on.
Can't get away with it. Watch my camera. Be quiet.
Catch him!
What are you doing?
Catch him!
Just
let me go.
Down.
Not
down.
Me.
Catch
hey,
him.
Him!
Officer, stop it! Catch him! I'll sue you. You can be sure of it. He bribed you and everyone saw what? It. Bribe me? Watch your tongue.
Go and catch
where
him.
Where did he go?
He needs his glasses to see.
Get out of my
hey,
way.
Give
me my
where did
guy.
He
get
to me?
Go
if
get
you
him.
Don't give it to me. I'm going to sue all of you.
No,
get,
no,
it. Get out of my way.
Deal with it.
I said just get out of my way.
Drop it. Drop it.
All right, fine. I'll just wait right here. Just give me my camera. I'll wait right here. Give me my camera!
You shouldn't have run away like that.
What else could I do? I suddenly remembered that Tirdad's parents are coming to the restaurant tonight. I got scared. Being arrested. And not being released in time to arrive. But you're right. do me a favor. If you'd please, go to the restaurant and see what's going on. See if you can somehow get rid of them already.
Okay. I promise I'll call you. Don't be late tonight.
And what about that sugar water?
Oh, yeah. I can make more of it if you like.
Hello, ma'am. I'm glad you're here.
What does he want?
You remember that nosy reporter that your husband taught a lesson to?
You mean he's still there?
Well, he refuses to leave. He's at the restaurant now.
Is Siamak there too?
Yes, he's inside.
Excuse me, ma'am. Right over there. Excuse me, ma'am. Right over there.
Hello, sir. Welcome.
Ma'am, I pressed charges against your husband, and I won't let it go.
Sir, my husband was really, really angry that night. He's not the type that hurts or beats up people, I can assure you of that. Trust me, I know him.
He beat me black and blue. He knocked my tooth loose. Look, I was hurting all over. He was angry?
Forgive him. I'll make it up to you. Siamak! What would you like to eat for lunch?
Nothing. I will take Ali Magam to court. He should not have beaten up a reporter.
You're taking it way too seriously. So just let it go, really. You're acting like one of our children.
Look, ma'am, I came here to ask you a few questions. Did I deserve to be beaten up and have my tooth knocked loose?
Well, all right.
You know what? As long as you need us, you treat us nicely, you work with us. But when you don't need us, you just beat us up.
Okay, I will agree to answer your questions. I did apologize to you already. Siamak, ask one of the staff to come here, please.
Behzad.
Yes, sir?
Come here for a moment, please.
You mean the officer still at the restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Tirdad's parents will come to the restaurant tonight. Well, what should I do about it, Dad?
I don't know, dear.
I was just on the phone with Minu. She said that only the reporter is there. I'll go talk to him. Don't you worry, dear. I will sort it all out.
Thank you. So, you're not going to eat?
No, you go ahead. We usually eat after all the guests leave the restaurant.
It's delicious, thank you.
Hello, Manoj. Where are you?
At the restaurant. Where are you?
Oh, I can see you. I'll be right with you. Do you need anything else?
No, thanks. It's all sorted out. I'll drop by again later.
I'll leave you to your lunch, then.
Give my regards to Mr. Alimagan.
Hello, bro.
Hello, sis. Is that him?
Yes. I talked to him. He finally agreed not to take it further. I softened him up.
It's resolved, then?
Yes. Otherwise, he would have embarrassed us in front of your dad's parents.
All right. I'll be going home, then.
Go where? Why don't you sit down and eat something?
Okay. I'll go into the kitchen, then.
Go on, then.
Is there anything that you need, sir?
I would like to have one of those chickens. Everything is so delicious.
Bon appetit.
Oh, no, no, thanks. Everything is good.
This boy is Azar's brother? The one you told me about who went abroad?
Yes, he is.
I see. Why are they coming to the restaurant? If they want to ask for your hand in marriage...
No, they're not going to do that. Tirda's parents just want to meet you and Mom. They've been waiting so long for this chance. They've also heard a lot about the restaurant, and they just want to eat there tonight.
Give me a cup of tea.
Sure. Here you are.
Thank you, my dear. Is Tirdad a nice boy? Is he from a good family? Well-educated with manners?
I think so. Well, yes.
Are you sure, dear?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'll leave it to you and Mom to decide. Mom had met Tirdad before he... went abroad to study. It's really important for me, Dad, that you meet him as well. Daddy, you're not going to fight with Mom tonight, are you?
Not if she doesn't irritate me.
Will you promise me?
No. Because if your mother tries to...
Dad, please! I beg you, just for tonight, please promise me. Please promise me. Daddy...